It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. UW researchers are studying how the new coronavirus behaves in people in hopes of developing a treatment for COVID-19. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved new emergency protocols yesterday, allowing doctors across the country to begin using plasma donated by the coronavirus survivors to treat patients who are critically ill right now. So are you vulnerable and worried that a treatment won't come along fast enough? Do you want the government to streamline its approach to the approval process for new vaccines? What are some treatments you're learning about? We're at 800-642-1234. David Wahlberg is a health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. David, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, it's good to be here.
So let's look specifically at the UW. What are researchers trying to look at in these strains of the coronavirus?
Yeah, well, there's a few different types of research going on campus. One lab is trying to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus in people. Other researchers are doing studies in animals like monkeys and possibly ferrets to see how the virus acts in different types of tissues and in what places of mammals it's most active in. And then other researchers are kind of doing real basic science where they're looking at the actual proteins from the new virus to see how it compares to other strains of coronavirus.
So it sounds like these scientists, they're on a fact-finding mission and kind of seeing what sticks right now.
Yeah. With those animal studies I was talking about, the plan is to inject some of the samples of the new virus into, for example, macaque monkeys. This is actually happening at a different institution, not UW, but UW people are involved in the study. And they're trying to look at things like, might the virus be sort of lurking in some types of tissue that wouldn't necessarily show up on tests. So, you know, potentially some test results that are negative could be a little bit misleading. That's one of many questions they're looking at.
We also saw a move yesterday by the Food and Drug Administration to do what's called convalescent plasma in hopes to, you know, put this blood into people who are ill. What are these transfusions?
Yeah, I believe the idea behind this is that people who have had this infection and recovered, they would have antibodies to help their immune systems fight it off. And so you can take blood or serum from those people and potentially use that as a treatment to other people who are infected. This has been done for other things. You know, in past decades, and it can be promising. The drawback is that it's hard to scale up. You need a fair amount of serum from people to treat just one person, so it can be a difficult thing to do on a mass scale.
All right, so when you're looking at the research at the UW, what was the timeline here? When did researchers begin looking at the coronavirus, and how are they plotting along in terms of their timeline?
Yeah, well, they started looking at this new strain, the pandemic strain of the virus, fairly quickly after it started circulating back late last year. Some labs have gotten basically proteins of the virus, but not the whole virus. And then others are working with samples from some of the initial patients, including the first patient that was known to have it in Wisconsin, which was a Dane County patient, late January, early February.
So are these samples, new samples coming to them regularly? Are they needing any new types of samples? Because perhaps this virus looks very different from person to person.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know exactly how many samples or sort of what the volume is of what they're able to acquire, but I know at least one of the labs indicated that they're looking at different sequencing in Wisconsin to see the different types of strains that are circulating and to see when there's sort of introductions of other kinds of strains. And so they're studying that variation to get a better estimate of how many people actually are infected in the state. Of course, the state health department has been releasing reports of confirmed cases each day, but most health officials believe the actual number of cases going on, not just here in Wisconsin, but anywhere, is much higher than the reported cases each day. So these researchers are trying to study the different sequences to get a better sense of what the total is.
Is that due to not enough tests available?
That is likely one factor, but for any disease, if you take seasonal flu, for example, every year there's a surveillance system set up for seasonal flu, and every year there's a certain fraction of patients that get tested for flu or report to their doctor's offices with flu-like symptoms, and those numbers are used to get a sense of how flu is spreading around the country, but they never get the total number of people who have flu each year. They have to rely on models to estimate the total because another factor is that some people have mild symptoms, and so they never go to see a doctor or request a test. So those are all factors that are going on here, too, with the COVID-19 epidemic. But certainly the lack of testing, especially in the early days, is probably related to the undercount, too.
We're talking with David Wahlberg, a health and medicine reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal, looking at the pandemic. What do you want to know about COVID-19 and what researchers are studying? Have you or a loved one contracted the coronavirus? Have you had to navigate the healthcare system? We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. David, you were talking earlier about testing vaccines on monkeys. There was testing last month on mice. Do we have any indication how these lab animals are responding to this research, to what they are, being exposed to?
Yeah, so in terms of vaccine research, I'll mention a couple things. So there was a clinical trial that started a week or two ago in Seattle in people, and that's the vaccine that's sort of furthest along, and that's a federally sponsored trial. And I'm almost certain that there were animal studies that went on before that leading up to that clinical trial in people. Then here on campus, there is a lab that's developing a vaccine candidate with the intention of testing it in people, but this candidate is very early on. He just started the work about a month ago. This particular researcher had developed a coronavirus vaccine in chickens. Coronaviruses can infect lots of different kinds of animals. And this can be difficult on chicken farms, so that candidate was geared to that use. But when the new virus became available in people, this researcher basically used the human sequence and his technique for the chicken coronavirus to create a vaccine candidate for humans. Because he's just starting out, he has to start at the initial level of testing, which is mice or mouse studies. Then if those are successful, he could try other kinds of animals and then perhaps eventually in people. And it's basically too early to have any results of his mouse studies yet.
So how did the trials get to people so quickly in Seattle?
Well, I believe what happened there, it was a very quick process, but I believe some of the animal studies had already gone on with that candidate because it was based on earlier research for vaccines against SARS and MERS. So there's lots of different coronaviruses, and SARS is one many people might remember was circulating in around 2002 and 3. And then MERS, another one, started about 6-7 years ago. And researchers were actively working on vaccines against both of those. And I believe what happened, well, I'm not exactly sure, is that some of that background work they had done for that was useful in this latest candidate to get this trial going a little quicker in people.
Yeah, so applying that research into what is happening now, do you see movement here to perhaps streamline the process of research and getting to trials more quickly into people? Or are we still moving through all of the different stages at about, you know, without the same provisions?
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that, but okay. I would say I think the steps are still required to be taken. Whether the pace can be hurried a little bit, that might be the case, that maybe it can be moved along a little bit quicker, but the same general steps have to be taken. Some of these medications that are being talked about, like chloroquine, and there's an experimental medication that showed some use against Ebola, and now they're looking at it for coronavirus. There is talk about, because they've been approved for, some of them have been approved for other uses, there is talk about allowing doctors to use those for coronavirus in a quicker fashion than is sometimes done.
David, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, it's great to be here as always.
David Wahlberg, health reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Coming up, you've aligned to Senator Ron Johnson. The Trump administration and Congress reached this historic agreement early this morning on the massive economic stimulus. What do you want to share about your situation and the stimulus? 800-642-1234. Back in a moment to talk with Senator Johnson here on the Ideas Network.